Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Pilpeles, kolshu, any amount. They used to use pilpeles to put into their mouth for bad breath. The Rav says this is not the pepper, the pilpel that we know. The itron, kolshu. Itron, so the Rav says in B'mei Badlikin, it's the psoilus of Zephes. It's the waste of Zephes, and it was one of the things that the Chum held, that even though it had a very bad smell, it was mutter to be madlik with on Shabbos. But the shear for it is any amount. Why is that? So the Rav says, because it would work and heal somebody that had a headache for half of his head. So I guess if he had a full headache, one would give him 2 shiurim of itron. I'm just joking. Mine besamim umimin matchos. So things that were used for fragrance or different types of metals, the raw metals, kolshein, it's any amount. Because any metal is useful to make into kalim. They can be reused. And so to like besamim also obviously can give off smell. Me'avnei ha-mizbeach u'me'afer ha-mizbeach. From the stones of a mizbeach, or from the dust of the mizbeach, mekach svarim u'mekach mitbechay sehem, or the svarim, like sifrei Torah and things like that have decomposed, or their coverings have decomposed, kolshu, any amount, shematznien oison legonzon, because people would be matzniet, they'd set it aside to put it into shemus. And therefore it has a use, and it was set aside because they were setting it aside for a specific reason. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if a person would take out of his house things that were used for Avodah Zorah, kol shu, any amount of that, shenemar lo yidbak biyodcha mu'umim min acherim. Because the Torah says, from this cherim, none of it should be attached to you at all. So therefore, there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. You have to get rid of any amount. Now, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso holds that a malacha shein etzricha l'gufa, we've said this a few times, is chayiv. So therefore, if I'm taking out something out of my house, not because I want to bring it somewhere else, but rather I want to just get rid of it, therefore you're chayiv. But even if there is a shear, even if it's a valid shear, that's step one. We hold malacha shein etzricha l'gufa is pater. So it wouldn't even matter. Now one can say, therefore, maybe the Tanakhama that didn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Tanakhama was Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, the Tanakhama did not mention Avodah Zarah to get rid of Avodah Zarah, because there you wouldn't be chayv no matter what the shear is. So that can't be the case, because the Rav here says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tanakhama. Now, the Rav held earlier, and so did the Rambam, the Melacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa is chayv. The Rav actually held like Rabbi Yehuda L'Gabi Melacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa. However, here he still says that even if you hold that Melacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa is chayv, the halacha is not going to be like Rabbi Yehuda over here. So it's for a different reason. So according to the Rav and the Rambam, the Taisus Yontif says that you have to say, because the Rav and the Rambam are holding like the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama held the reason that taking out Avodah Zarah, if it's a kolshu, the reason that you're not chayiv is not because Melacha Shein Etzricha L'Guf is pater, but rather because legabi something being useful, the shear of something being useful, that's not considered a tzarech ha'adam. Avodah Zarah in the house, just because the Torah gives a mitzvah to get rid of it out of my house, that's not enough to make it that any shear makes that item useful just because the Torah says get rid of it. That wouldn't be the definition of being something a tzarech ha'adam. But ein hachanami, if it was a definition of a tzarech ha'adam, even if it's a melacha she'ein etzricha l'gufa, you would be chayiv, according to these rishonim. But like we've said in the past, most rishonim hold melacha she'ein etzricha l'gufa is pater anyway.